Good day, listeners, and welcome to the final episode of Season 1 of Power Chat. I am Annabel Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. It has certainly been a pleasure sharing with you over the past 3 months on matters related to the electricity service and you. Today, I want to touch on conservation and safety, particularly as children are home for the July-August, not summer, holiday. With school out, you may see a spike in your electricity consumption as there is increased use of appliances like your fridge, your television, computers, phones, and air conditioners, etc. So we want to talk about those things today. On rainy days, temperatures are generally lower, which allows you to stay cool without using air condition. So we suggest switching to a ceiling or standing fan instead, which uses less electricity. If you must use the air conditioning, set the thermostat as high as is comfortably possible. This is typically 78 degrees Fahrenheit or 26 degrees Celsius for most people. But lower the thermostat 1 degree at a time if you find that those temperatures are still too warm. Now, even though we're in the rainy season, sunny days can bring high temperatures, which brings an increase in electrical loads. So, stay cool and save on your bill with some of the simple actions that I'm going to tell you about. On mildly sunny days, you can open windows for natural ventilation and turn your air conditioning off. If your AC unit is overdue for service, now might be a good time to get it done. Servicing ensures filters are clean and everything is working as it should, which means the unit does not have to work as hard, thereby reducing the electricity used. Turn off unnecessary lights. Much of the energy from a light bulb is heat. Draw your curtains and utilize the natural light instead. If you haven't already done so, replace incandescent bulbs with compact fluorescent bulbs or LED bulbs. Wear light, loosely fitting clothes, and you may not have to keep your room temperatures as cool. Tackle heat-generating chores like ironing and laundry in the early morning or late afternoon when it is naturally cooler. On the topic of ironing, remember to iron clothes in bulk, as it takes more electricity to heat the iron up every time than to maintain the heat once you've had the iron on. If the forecast promises good weather, you can skip the dryer and use a line to dry your clothes outdoors. Remind your children to keep an eye out if the weather changes suddenly so that they can run outside and pick up the clothes. Remind the children also to unplug the chargers for their devices when they are not in use. Because even when not in use but plugged in, chargers are still drawing electricity. A good idea is to plug these devices on a power strip, making sure not to overload it, and just turn off the power strip when necessary. On the topic of safety, remember not to touch any electrical connection with wet hands. Water and electricity do not mix, and this poses a shocking or an electrocution hazard. Similarly, do not use connected electronics and appliances near to water. We heard the story recently of a teenage girl who died in the US when her cell phone that she was charging on the edge of the bathtub apparently fell into the bath and she was electrocuted. This would apply for pools as well, so be careful. Remind the children when playing outdoors to stay away from electricity poles and guy wires. If flying kites, stay in a wide open space and away from overhead lines. If a kite does get entangled in a line, do not try to remove it. Finally, given the potential for increased use of electronics and electric appliances at this time of year, now is a good time to check plugs and sockets for burn marks, sounds of arcing, which is like a buzzing or crackling sound, or to feel if it is too hot to the touch. Check your cords as well for cracks and breaks in the insulation, which can leave wires exposed. If any of these situations exist, contact your licensed electrician to investigate the matter and give you further advice. You can get more safety and conservation tips on our website at ttec.co.tt or drop into any of our service centers and pick up some brochures. So listeners, that brings us to the end of episode 13 of Power Chat. For the next 6 weeks, we will rebroadcast episodes from the earlier part of this season, and we will return in mid-September with new topics on matters related to the electricity service and you, the consumer. Thank you very much for joining us on Power Chat.